Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to our listening audience out there. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're loving this teaching. I'm bringing it because of many of your questions. Had some fabulous conversations in the last week, actually, with a lot of our young people on God's plans for their lives. And I'm hoping some of these foundational bullets, these foundational scriptural truths, when applied, key word there, key two words, when applied, will help you. But we're talking, the title I gave it is God Always Has a Plan. I don't care what you're going through. He's always got a plan. Nothing surprises him. If you're listening right now and you've been surprised at, I don't know, something someone did to you, something you've done to someone, something someone said, so on and so forth. Friend, God's not surprised. And guess what? God's got a plan. I just want you to submit your heart and yield to him and say, God, show me your plan. And he will. We're on point number 6. And again, if you've missed any of these, go to the website. You can upload them. God's plan will be full of peace. God's plan is full of peace. Look at Paul, even in chains, in the book of Acts 26, verse 29. I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. I just love that. You know why Paul is saying that? I wish you could be like I am. Because he's so full of peace. God's plan. Oh, it might be difficult, but amen. You know, we work hard, right? But if it's peaceful, deep down, and you put your head on a pillow at night and you're full of peace, it's worth it. It's so wonderful. God's plan. Number 7. God's plan will cost you something, right? With Noah, he was ridiculed. Joseph received persecution. Behold, look at the dreamer. With Nehemiah, it cost him time, dedication, effort, and discouragement. You may have to cut off from certain people, and you might have to give up something, or add something to your life. It'll cost you something. Marilyn Hickey used to say, walking in the will of God will require commitment to the will of God. But it's so worth it. But God's plan does come at a price. 1 Chronicles 21, verse 24. When wanting to build an altar unto the Lord to avert a plague that was on the people, King David says to Ornan, no. Because they said, hey, we'll pay for it all. We'll provide for everything. King David says, no, I'll pay the full price. I'm not going to take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings which cost me nothing. It's too valuable, my friend. In other words, David's saying, no, man, I don't need a handout. I'll do this because I love God. I know it'll cost me something, but it's so worth it. Join me tomorrow on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.